Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and air room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along. To the truckers that are out there on the highways and byways, a big shout-out and a big howdy-howdy and a thanks for the over-the-road drivers out there, the men and the women getting the job done out there, too. And follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. And we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch. Watch.com. And joining us right now from founderscode.com is Denise Simon. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we've got plenty of stuff to talk about, but we've got to, and I think where I'll start is what we were talking about during the break. We've got the January 6th investigation and that Nancy's trying to get out there and get moving, but the mood of the country is such, and there's a couple of polls here that say it all. One is from Red State, the other one's from Rasmussen, and the Red State poll says that 66% of the people asked say that the Antifa and BLM riots should be investigated first, while 21% say no, 13% say they weren't sure. And then a Rasmussen report poll says 66% of whites, 64% of blacks, 66% of Hispanics, and 62% of other minorities believe Congress should concentrate on the 2020 riots first before they go over to the other January 6th.
All right. I don't know who they polled, but I would believe that. I'm not a big poll watcher. I know you are. I guess I can keep saying it this way. The January 6th thing that Pelosi is doing is not anything against Trump, although he's kind of caught up in that snare.
Mm-hmm.
It's really against any kind of organized groups that coordinated going to Washington, D.C. So it's against Trump doctrine voters and against the election integrity. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So now McCarthy is considering pulling Liz Cheney off of this just to really make her mad. And Pelosi, since McCarthy's pulled all the other Republicans off of it that he nominated,
mm-hmm.
Pelosi is considering Kinzinger, who is another acolyte of Liz Cheney,
right,
to put on there.
Right.
But McCarthy can forbid any Republicans to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, originally I was okay with doing the January 6th thing until I found out how Pelosi is going to manage this thing or mismanage it. Mm-hmm. And so I don't have any use for it, especially when you still have all these hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of investigations going on.
Yeah.
By the FBI and the Department of Justice. So it's redundant work.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it could be a closed wound and should be a closed wound, but the Democrats are going to refuse to do that. We have short memories, and we tend to forget how the Democrats hold on to events and then lie about them and manifest them.
Right.
You know, we forget what they did to Brett Kavanaugh.
Which, by the way, they're opening that investigation again.
See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We really have a civil war going on here. Mm-hmm. We have a political civil war that's happening. And Pelosi, I think, is going down this path because she's going to lose her House seat and she's going to lose her seat come 2022 and 2024.
Yep.
And what she's trying to do is give ammunition to her caucus.
You're right.
Going into these elections.
Well, if she thinks she's pulling anything over the wool of the eyes of Americans out there, she better think again. She's not. The mood of the country is not in her favor or the Democrats' favor at all.
She knows that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why she's trying to load up the arrows in the quiver for the Democrats so they have something they can go back into their districts and run on.
Yeah. Well, we know about, you know, she's trying to castigate the Republicans. And again, like you say, she's going after us, you and me and us, anybody that.
That's right.
Yep. And going to make all the false accusations they can and talk about how bad all of us are as we go into the 2024.
That's right.
The racism
and
everything. Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, well, hold that thought. Well, we're not going to let her get away with it. I'll tell you what, a big surprise is coming. Hang on, I'll be right back. A big surprise is coming, okay? I've said this before, I'm going to say it again. The mood of the country is such right now, people are mad as hell. And they can't, if they could vote today, they'd be out there voting. Okay, Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away. Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by TuggyThePatriotPup.com. And education of our youth is always critical. We've had a trust of our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. But sadly, that is just no longer the case. Now, the sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better. And learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome Tuggy the Patriot Pup, author, mother, and grandmother Lauren Kelly to the program, who's written 3 great go-to books for grade school kids. Now, they're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart, where volume number 1 features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution, Choices Need to Be Made, volume number 2, Tuggy Falls in Love During the War of 1812, and volume number 3 features Tuggy and his bride settle in the Mason-Dixon line with their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move on through the great American history, examining the crises that have resulted in our country's greatest conflicts. Remember, visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren. An absolute must for homeschoolers in English and Spanish, too, and available locally at the Coastal Market number 607, Coastal Market number 607, at 607 Clearwater, Largo Road, TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Okay, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Hello, hello.
Hello.
You were right because I just timed that. So there you go. Okay, now, let's go with Governor Newsom and what's going on out there. Now, Larry Elder being approved and being put on the ballot has really turned that race upside down because of his polling numbers. Now, the people want Newsom gone. The polls show that they want him out of there, and they want him replaced. With who? I don't know. But right now, if you had to take a look at the people that are out there, it would probably be Larry Elder.
Larry, you know, because of his work in media, he's got a very good handle on, and has had a very good handle on, all things California. And that includes the fraud and corruption. That includes the matter of the fires. That includes the matter of unemployment, the homeless, education.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you don't hear Newsom really speaking to any of that unless he's challenged on it. You know, the homeless thing out there is really a disaster, such that it's affecting, it was affecting business and lives, but it was actually doing worse on top of all things COVID and the lockdowns. I mean, these businesses thought that they could necessarily come back and recover, but then they have this whole other phenomenon that's hurting business. So it's expensive. The taxes, you know, they had that unemployment fraud scandal. You know, I would say Elder has a better handle on messaging and cures than Newsom ever has.
Yeah, because they're calling Governor Newsom right now Governor Hair Gel. And in the process, they're saying that there's, and by the way, he's asking now for $3 donations, and he's warned his audience, there's absolutely no way we can turn this state over to a Fox News personality or Caitlyn Jenner. He's got that out there. That was his statement yesterday.
Well, you know, keep an eye on Kamala, because
she's going out there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. She's going to, you know, get herself into the mix, which is, I'm not really sure that's what, given the crisis of this administration, that's the best use of her time. Not mm-hmm. that she is any good at anything else, because I don't think that she is. But, I mean, we're going to have to, you know, look at what the sheriffs are doing out there. You got a couple of them that are, you know, they've got some real issues with all things Newsom. So it'll be a very interesting race, I would say.
Okay, let's go to Elliot in Wesley Chapel. Good morning, Elliot.
Yes, good morning, Captain. You know, all of us are pushing for, Larry Elder to be the governor of California, and we're going to sweep through the West Coast, go all the way through the Washington State, and this can go beyond. Larry is the man to do it. Look here, Denise, I want to run this by you right quick. Chicago is a total failed state. Lori Lightfoot would go down as one of the worst mayors in America, along with New York, Bill de Blasio. The influence of Barack Obama, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan has lit a negative torch that has turned the city upside down for years. Everything comes out of her mouth is tied to racism. That's what turns me off about this woman. She always talking about racism and married to a white woman. She married to this white woman. Now, Barack Obama never marched in the streets against black-on-black murders in Chicago. They call him a community activist, but we've never seen him take his ass out there in the streets of Chicago and demand things. Mm-hmm. In history writing, we also see Jesse Jackson back in the 60s pushing for Martin Luther King Jr., a devout Christian preacher man, pushing for him to become a progressive. So Chicago has been tainted for the last 50 to 60 years. Thank you, Captain. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too, Elliot. Okay, well, go ahead. I know there's a question in there somewhere, but he's making sense.
Well, look, Chicago has had a history going all the way back to gangland world.
Mm-hmm.
But the template was really created and devised under Mayor Daley.
Mm-hmm.
And it never recovered after that. So I think Chicago, Cook County, saw its best years end around the 1960s. And it's been in a tailspin ever since. I believe that Rahm Emanuel, as much as we didn't like him, he saw some of the issues for sure. And one of them is the legacy debt from the unions.
Mm-hmm.
But the city is broke.
Yeah.
It's broke to the point where, like some of the California cities, it really needs to file for bankruptcy.
Mm-hmm. And at one time they were talking about doing that.
Well, yeah, and you've never heard Lori Lightfoot ever speak about any of that. So mm-hmm. you automatically know that she's in way above her pay grade just for that reason.
Well, we'll see what happens because they had another couple of bad nights of violence there, and it's just getting horrible. By the way, speaking of violence, last night in Washington, D.C., about 10 o'clock or thereabouts last night, they had a drive-by shooting, I understand, out in front of a restaurant?
Yep.
And two people were wounded?
Two people were wounded. One was shot in the arm. One was shot in the chest. I don't think that they're life-threatening from what I have read. Not that to minimize the fact that, you know, two people were shot. But they do have a picture of the getaway car or a video of the getaway car. It's a black kind of sporty little sedan. And we shall see where that necessarily goes. But that has Washington, D.C. upset.
Yeah, well, I heard that police chief when he did the press conference. He says, "We will find you."
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was upset, really upset. Okay, well, let's see. You're going to be, you like art, right? So you're going to go and be anonymous. What is that? Did you tell me that's a Zoom meeting they're having for Hunter's painting?
Yeah. Hunter is not meeting with these people personally. Remember, it's supposed to be anonymous buyers.
Mm-hmm.
But he is doing, I think, what is known as a Zoom presentation of some sort. So I don't know that he's really meeting with them. I think he's just doing some kind of presentation.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bad channel. So have yourself a great day. All right, thanks. Denise Simon, everybody, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things she does, and I'll be right back with the military and veterans news segment.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense and
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Attorney General Merrick Garland traveled to Chicago after announcing a new initiative with the ATF to get illegal guns off the streets in five major cities.
We're going to try and mesh it up with grants for communities to, as I said, to prevent violence, to interrupt violence, and to provide the kind of relationship between the police and the community necessary to build trust.
Garland says gun traffickers bring guns into major cities and then sell them to gang members. There's no change in mask guidance from the CDC, even as cases of the coronavirus Delta variant are rising. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky.
We have consistently and repeatedly said, if you are unvaccinated, you need to be wearing a mask to protect yourself and others around you. And we need more people to get vaccinated to stop this pandemic.
This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. In this portion of the program, the Veterans Military segment is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo in studio yesterday. Thanks very much for the participation. He told me last night that he had a couple of calls from people as a result of him being on the program. And here's more about them coming up right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations where you can learn to become an aviation maintenance tech. The first one is right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida. I'm here in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. Now, they also have a location in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside Boston. Now, what you can do is take a tour of their facility. which is what I strongly recommend, because you can find out, see with your own eyes, get the questions asked, answered by the students that you'll run into, also the instructors you'll see, and you'll also be able to get your financing taken care of, and I'll explain more about that in a second. But you call them at 800-659-2080, that's 800-659-2080, and set up an appointment to take the tour at either the Clearwater, Florida installation or the Concord, Massachusetts installation. Now, they will, if you're a post-9/11 veteran, more than likely, if you haven't used your educational benefits yet, you'll be able to get your entire training program paid for and taken care of under your GI Bill. Now, pre-9/11 GI Bill participants, some of you have already used your benefits, or some of you may have run out of time, so to speak, with your benefits because going back to Vietnam and whatnot. It depends on what year you got out of the service and all that. But here's the other thing, okay? You can certainly apply for a student loan. They'll do all of that for you there. They have people that set up and do that, and that's the conventional way that you do it. But they can take care of all that for you, and you'll be able to have the opportunity to take the tour of the facility, too. Again, I'll give you the phone number one more time, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Massachusetts, National Aviation Academy. Well, the Taliban appear to have what's being called strategic momentum, so says General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Now, that terminology, strategic momentum, means is they have the winning attitude, whereas the Afghan troops don't. They're more positive. Now, they've got control of half of the 419 district centers in Afghanistan. And while they've yet to capture any of the country's 34 provincial capitals, they're very, very, very close in half of them. They could capture them any day, 17 of the 34, in any day. Now, Senate Armed Services Committee members on Wednesday said that they would debate whether or not to add about $25 billion to the military funding plan for fiscal 2022. We'll see if that happens or not. Also, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin will travel to Southeast Asia later this week as China's increased protest of U.S. military operations in the Western Pacific and inflamed territorial disputes with the nations bordering the South China Sea is getting everybody's attention right now, undivided attention. Britain just decided to permanently station two of their warships in the South China Sea area to go along with the U.S. and the Australians and other forces that are already there. And while 750 Afghans are going straight to Virginia, to Fort Lee, Virginia, thousands more will go to a way station out of Afghanistan to wait their turn to come to the United States. Some 4,000 Afghans who help the military are going abroad to complete the visas to the U.S., but again, they'll have to go and wait in an area outside Afghanistan before they can come to the United States to finish their paperwork. And we'll have to be very careful how we vet these people, because God knows we don't want to be letting any Taliban into this country. That'd be the worst thing we could do, and then that'll all come back to bite us in a you-know-what. Now, on Tuesday, a Senate Armed Services Committee panel approved language taking all serious crimes out of the traditional chain of command and moving them over to a different group altogether to prosecute them. Now, the Defense Department also doesn't embrace critical race theory, so says Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, although I beg to differ with you from what I've heard. And the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, known as DARPA, has developed numerous tools that could help the U.S. military connect its sensors and shooters. The problem, a top DARPA official said, is getting the services to understand how to adopt the novel software technologies with unique fielding requirements. Now, again, we take an oath, so says General Milley, an oath to a document, an oath to a constitution of the United States, and not one time did we violate that, talking about the handling of Donald Trump by the Joint Chiefs. Also, a growing chorus of supporters of the U.S. military's medical school are questioning the decision not to renew the current president's contract and raising concerns over the interim replacement, a man they say has been entrenched in the Pentagon effort to close the institution. And we'll see what happens there. Now, troops younger than 21 could once again be able to buy and use tobacco products under a new proposed rule change. The idea would carve out an exception for military members in the federal law, setting the minimum age to buy cigarettes and other tobacco products. We'll see. And on July 29th, the House Veterans Affairs Committee will hold a hearing on extremist groups and the recruitment of veterans to be in them. I'd just like to be a fly on the wall for that one. Now, it was a deployment of biblical proportion, so says the 30th Armored Brigade Combat Team Commander, Colonel Charles Morrison, talking about earthquakes, floods, locusts, drones, and those pesky Russians. This Army Brigade force that was on deployment, the 30th Armored Brigade Combat Team, ran into all of that. Kudos to them for their extended tour, getting the job done. And the Army War Call, our college commandant, was reinstated after the inappropriate touching investigation that went on. Of course, he was cleared of all charges there. And that's a good thing, because he is a good person. All right, and let me drift on over here real quick to the telephone lines. Let's see. Eric, you got about a minute. Go for it.
Hey, Roger, that's it. Thanks for my call. Just real quick, you spurred something in my former youthful life here. So did I understand you correctly? The Taliban have the strategic momentum in order to capture the country of Afghanistan back under control. Okay, Roger that. Mm-hmm. So we've been there for like 20 years, right? Mm-hmm. Let's just, for the sake of argument, it's been even 20 years that we've been there, not counting all the other government agencies that have been involved since the 1980s in that region. So I'm going to put it like this. In just over 20 years after their formation, the United States Marine Corps was a seagoing global naval force kicking rear end and taking names along the Barbary Coast.
You bet. At,
you know, the halls of Montezuma and the shores of Tripoli. That sets a benchmark for their fidelity.
Simplify, my friend. All righty. And good luck to your son. Your son's over in Turkey right now. So anyway, I'll be right back with more. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Okie dokie, this portion of the program is brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a new, more rigid body, also a double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. Wow, boy, I'll tell you, does that feel good on a bad back? Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. Your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. And they honor those that have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program. That's for active duty veterans. That's for military, as well as first responders and church pastors, too. And remember, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'd be glad you did. All righty. Now we're waiting for Mr. Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't know if he's going to call in or not this morning. Now, that our heads are kind of off to Joe Biden for a silly reason, really. We had thought that we'd reached the peak malarkey several weeks ago when the President of the United States declared that he knew of no respectable economist who was worried about inflation overheating but just days earlier. Now, White House officials were talking with Larry Summers, one of the Contemporary Scene's chief worriers about inflation. And surely such a brazen perjury before the public could not be topped, right? Well, along comes Wednesday night. In the appropriate venue of the CNN town hall, which topped it, because Biden claimed not only that inflation had nothing, you had nothing to worry about, but that Moody's that very day produced a report showing that Biden's $4.1 trillion of new spending would actually reduce inflation. He was so adamant in his dishonesty that he repeated his words three times. Here's what he said. Moody's today went out. A Wall Street firm, not some liberal think tank, said if we pass the other two things I'm trying to get done, we will, in fact, reduce inflation. Reduce inflation. Said it three times. Well, that's just not true. That's not what was said. That's not what happened. And when you do a fact check on it, where Biden claimed that Moody's report said that it reduced inflation, it's absolutely, positively false. The Moody's report put together by a Democrat economist did not say Biden's plan would reduce inflation. The report issued by Moody's Analytics on Wednesday downplayed inflation dangers, but did not claim passing the so-called bipartisan $600 billion infrastructure plan and the $3.5 trillion Democratic-only plan would reduce inflation at all. So Mr. Joe Biden fell on his nose. And that was the biggest lie, even more so than the other things that we talked about earlier. But isn't that amazing? You have a president that has to stand up there and boast and just run his mouth about something that just is not true. Not even remotely close. It'd be one thing if it was, you know, close enough to repeat, but not this one. Now, did you hear about Beto O'Rourke, you know, Mr. Bobblehead? He's given the Texas Democrats that are in D.C. some $600,000 to help them out. You heard me right. They're getting $600,000 to help them out while they're in D.C. By the way, Joe Biden, yesterday, signed a bill to add money to the Crime Victims Fund, which is something that was depleted and needed more money anyway. So he took care of that. And Senator Lankford is busy. He said that Joe Biden's border wall study was costing the U.S. billions of dollars. I have no reason to doubt that. Now, also, Franklin Graham won a $150,000 settlement over banned religious ads. Now, of course, he has his Billy Graham Evangelical Association, and that's what the money came to, or where the money came to, because they were being banned from running ads on certain television stations around the country. when they had their revival programs. Now, an unexpected rise in jobless claims is showing the labor market is churning a bit, because applications for U.S. state and unemployment insurance rose unexpectedly last week by the most since late March, underscoring week-to-week volatility is an otherwise improving labor market stat, but it's just not there yet to where they can walk away from the desks and telephones. Still way too much stuff to do. And by the way, people, I think, are being laid off as we speak again. I know there's a lot of people that are being hired, but there's also some people in industries that are being laid off, especially the big blue states and the cities where they're going to be doing limited amounts, as if it's not bad enough already. But with the COVID cases that are coming up there, they're going to be curtailing and cutting back on some of their hours. That was discussed last night, and we're waiting to hear what's going to happen and where it's going to happen at. So we'll see. All is not well in La La Land. And everybody's asking, what are the chances of getting COVID-19 after being fully vaccinated? Well, there have been numerous reports of breakthrough cases of COVID-19. These are individuals who test positive for the virus even after a full vaccination. And while certainly disconcerting, experts warn that the vaccines are not 100% effective, and the more contagious Delta variant could slip in and cause some people some trouble. But you won't be as sick as if you hadn't had the vaccine. So that might be what saves you. We'll see. Now, don't forget, Frank Silvato comes in after the top of the hour news here. And we're going to be doing a lot of chatting, Frank and I, about some things that are going on, including the latest coming out of Afghanistan. And for that matter, Iran, too, because Iran is stirring the pot really good over there. Really good. And for those people that don't think Iran's not involved in Afghanistan, sure. Just go over on the border. Go over on the western border and look and see who's coming in and what they're coming in terms of supplies and beans and bullets and whatnot. You'd be surprised when you see the various vehicles. You'd be really surprised. By the way, if you have Zoom, Hunter is going to be showing his paintings to people on Zoom, the, anonymous buyers. Well, they'll all be able to see each other, I'm sure, on Zoom, because that's, if you got a camera, you can see who you're talking to. Okay, we will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and Frank Silvato is right around the corner, too. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.